The dispute was revealed during a congressional subcommittee hearing Wednesday. Top Corps officials said the Savannah District Office had submitted an opinion saying the Corps has the authority to sign off on the project. Lieutenant General Thomas Bostick said after consulting with the Obama administration's Office of Management and Budget, that opinion was overturned. That led to this exchange with Georgia Democratic Congressman Sanford Bishop.
Well, that's not a legal opinion. That's a political opinion, would you say?
It's not a legal opinion.
Assistant Secretary for the Corps Civil Works, Joellen Darcy, disagreed.
I believe that the administration made a decision, that a policy decision, that this project needs to be authorized before it can get construction dollars.
National and state lawmakers were left scratching their heads earlier this year when the president's budget proposal did not include construction funding for the port deepening, as was expected. The Corps maintains further authorization is needed for the project because the scope and cost have grown significantly since its initial authorization. The Corps says that will come in the form of the Water Resources Development Act, which is currently sitting in a congressional conference committee. Governor Nathan Deal has said the state will move forward with preparing the area for construction with the money it's saved for the project. Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson says the Corps' decision doesn't change much. He says the state will move forward with acquiring land and preparing surrounding wetlands, but actual construction remains on hold.
That's why the White House said we have to do. We don't necessarily agree with that interpretation, but their ruling stands.
Darcy of the Corps says she'll do everything to authorize the deepening project once Congress authorizes the Water Resources Bill. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.